more important event in the history of the world than the story of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在世界历史上呢，可能没有一个事情能跟这样的事情能相比啊，重要性就是耶稣钉死在十字架上。
It is almost unimaginable, isn't it, that people would kill somebody as good as the Lord Jesus Christ was.
我们很难想象人们会杀死一个像耶稣这么善良这么好的人。
What did he do?
他做什么了呢？
He healed the sick.
他医治病人。
He raised the dead.
他把死人复活。
He fed the hungry.
他给饥饿的以饱足。
He stilled the waves.
他平息了风浪。
All of these things he did. Why would they kill him?
那他做了这么多好的事情，那为什么要杀了他呢？
It's amazing that they would actually kill him.
对，他们呢，要杀了他是非常奇怪的事。
But on top of that, he taught them that he was not just from God, he was God.
在这之上呢，耶稣还教导他们，他不但是从神那来的，他就是神，他自己就是神。
All the more reason.That they never should have killed him.
所以在所有这些原因里面呢，其实他们都不应该杀了他。
So the amazing thing is that he died. They killed him.
所以很奇妙的事就是他真的死了，他们杀了他。
But related to that is the other problem.
那跟这个相关的呢，还有其他的麻烦。
And that is he allowed himself to die.
那就是呢，他居然许可他自己啊，是能死在十字架上。
Why did he allow it? It's all absolutely amazing.
他为什么会许可这件事情发生？这都非常很奇妙啊。
And then, on top of that, he was God, and God is the one who always lives. He does not die.
那在这基础上呢，他也自己是神。那神就是他是不死的，神是不死的，他总是活着的。
How then could God die?
那神怎么能死呢？
So there's a hymn that we often sing, a line of which is hard to translate, but it goes like this. The hymn writer says, 'Tis mystery all, the immortal dies.
所以有一首圣诗他这么唱的，他说呢很奇怪，很神奇的神秘的事呢，就是不朽的那一位死了。
So to me, it's not amazing that Jesus Christ was born.
所以对我来说神奇的不只是耶稣来了，他生了。
I can imagine God coming down to visit us.
我能想象呢，神降到人间来拜访我们啊。
And it's not really amazing that he rose from the dead.
他从死里复活呢，也对我来说不是那么的难以接受。
But because the Bible says that it's impossible for death to hold him.
因为圣经说呢，死亡是不能抓住他，不能留住他。
You and I deserve to die because we're sinners.
我们会死呢，因为我们都是罪人。
But because Jesus was not a sinner, it was impossible for death to keep its grip on him.
但耶稣他不是一个罪人，所以死是不能够把他留住。
But the amazing thing is he actually died.
但很奇怪的是呢，他真的死了。
Very, very good. So, Josh, you're going to have to set some chairs up for yourself. All right, any questions on what we've had so far?
那我们到现在为止还有什么问题吗？
All right, I'm going to keep on talking then. And the next thing is this, that in the story of the crucifixion, the trial and crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, there are at least 16 different individuals involved in the story in addition to Jesus.
所以呢，在耶稣被钉十字架的那个现场呢，至少提到了，圣经提到了16个人物啊，是在当场他们会有一些反应。
And I keep on checking my notes. I think it's probably up to 17 now. I think I just thought of another.
也许有17个，我刚才又想到一个。
So the most important story in the world, and then in addition to that, the responses to the most important story in the world.
所以，耶稣的死是一个最重要的地方，最重要的故事，而每一个人对他的反应呢，是比这个更重要的一个故事。
So the question today is, what is your response?
那现在的问题就是你的反应是什么
？To the crucifixion story.
关于耶稣的被钉十字架。
And I think that in the 17 different responses that I could find, you probably find a response that is very close to yours.
所以我想呢，可能这十七个的回应呢，你会在当中发现你的回应跟某一个比较近似。
Maybe more than one response.
也许是多过一个。
So last week we looked at the response of Herod.
上一周呢，我们讲到了有一个人的回应，就是希律王。
And we followed Herod's life almost from birth down to death, didn't we?
那我们跟踪这个希律的生命啊，从生到死。
And we saw that his response to the death and burial of the Lord Jesus Christ was very foolish.
所以我们看见呢，他的回应呢，对耶稣的死的回应是非常愚蠢的。
What he really wanted was just to see a miracle.
所以他真的想见的，其实就是想看个神迹。
He almost treated it like a party or a game.
所以他把这个就当做一个 party， 就是游戏来看看的。
So we don't have time today to go down through all the rest. But he was one of the 17. Another one of the 17, or two or three of the 17 rather, were what we talked about this morning.
那我们没有时间把十七个一个一个都说了，那我们先捡几个说啊。那今天早上我们说到了一个
，Barabbas was one of those at the crucifixion。
那就是巴拉巴呢是在钉十字架的时候也在现场的一个。
And Barabbas had the great joy of realizing that Jesus died instead of him。
因为巴拉巴至少有一个特别大的喜乐，就是耶稣替他死了，他不用死。
And we pointed out this morning that that was wonderful news for him.
我们今天早晨提到，这对他来说可真是一个好消息啊。
And for him, it actually postponed his death.
因为呢，至少呢，这推迟了他的死亡。
But we're not told precisely what he decided to do.
但我们在圣经里没有看见他具体是怎么选择的。
But we did note this morning that Barabbas' name means the son of a father.
我们知道呢，巴拉巴的名字呢是父亲的儿子的意思。
And every one of us are a son or a daughter of a father.
所以我们每一个人呢，或者是一个父亲的女儿，或者是一个父亲的儿子。
And so Barabbas is just like us, or we are just like him.
所以巴拉巴的名字其实就代表我们，我们就像他一样。
That means that when Jesus died, he died.For me, he died for you, the same as he died for Barabbas.
所以这就意味着，当耶稣死的时候呢，他是为你为我死的，也是为巴拉巴死的。
That's wonderful. And the fact is, the Lord Jesus did die for everybody, but not everybody is saved. Not everybody goes to heaven because, in order to go to heaven, you've got to respond properly to the crucifixion story.
所以这就意味着呢，耶稣的确是为每一个人的罪死了，但并不是每一个人最后罪都得赦免，能够去天堂，是因为这个取决于每一个人对耶稣替他死了这件事情的回应是什么样的。
And we noted this morning that there were two other thieves, probably cohorts of or confederates with Barabbas, who were crucified.
所以今天早晨我们也学习到呢。有两个巴拉巴的同伙呢 那天也在十字架上要被钉死。
A thief on either side of the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus was probably on the cross that was intended for Barabbas.
所以耶稣身边呢一边有一个强盗，那也许呢，耶稣自己的那个十字架呢，本来是预备给巴拉巴的。
And one of those thieves made fun of the Lord Jesus.
那两个强盗中间一个呢，还在嘲笑耶稣。
But the other thief recognized who he was and repented of his sin and believed that one day Jesus would be on his kingdom throne and he would be able to help him.
所以另外一个呢，他认识到耶稣的宝贵哈，所以他接受了耶稣，他相信了他，相信有一天当耶稣德国降临的时候可以帮助他。
And so those two thieves divide the populace into two groups, don't they?
所以这两个强盗呢代表了两群的人在地上。
Those who reject the Lord Jesus,
那一群呢拒绝耶稣的。
And those who believe the Lord Jesus,
那些相信耶稣基督的。
And so the question is,You get to be the judge. What are you going to do with Jesus?
问题是你要成为那个审判者呢？那你要该怎么来判断？你怎么来选择？
And so when I look at the 17 people or groups, which group do you think has the more in it? The people who reject or the people who accept the Lord Jesus?
那假设这17个人呢都分成两群，哪一群的人多一点？拒绝他的人呢？
And amazingly, in the story in the Bible, as well as in life today, there are more people who reject than accept the Lord Jesus.
很奇怪的是呢，但在耶稣时代记载的呢，跟今天现实生活中都是一样的，就是拒绝的人呢比接受的多。
So with the 13 remaining, the question is, where do we start?
剩下的这十七个，我们从哪里开始呢
？We certainly can't get to all 13 today.
我们今天肯定十七个都讲不完。
But I
really, 十三个。
I really think that if we were to study all 13, we would find a picture of every single person who ever took a look at the crucifixion story.
我们就一个一个来看一下，就是在钉十字架的时候，他们。都是些什么样的反应
So I want us to start today though by looking at a man whose name was Pontius Pilate.
今天呢我们想看一个人他的名字叫本丢比拉多。
All right, and I'm not even sure where we start. I'm going to tell you the story and then we'll look at some of the specifics. The story of Pontius Pilate is he was the judge, wasn't he?
那本丢比拉多呢他就是那个审判官。
He was appointed by the Roman governor, the Roman government, to judge the people in his day.
他被罗马政府呢来派来在当时在这个地方来做案件的审判。
And the Jewish people came to him and said, We want you to deal with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Pilate said, Well, I really don't want to. He said, You deal with him.
那犹太人来到比拉多面前呢，说我们要处理耶稣。那比拉多说呢，那我不能处理，你们自己处理就好。
And they responded, No, you must deal with him.Because you're the only one with the power and authority to put him to death. We can recommend death, but you must authorize that death.
但是呢，犹太人说呢，不行，只有你能够做，因为呢，你是唯一的能够把人判处死刑的。我们只能够建议，但是你必须得批准。
So I tried to summarize everything I know about Pilate to find out what his response was and why.
我努力地把各个地方讲到比拉多的这个细节呢都拼起来然后我们一起来看一下他做的选择是什么
And the conclusion that I came to is this Pilate did not want to decide
那我能做的结论就是呢，其实比拉多很不想决定，很不想做决定。
It's a tough decision.
这是一个非常难的决定。
So I think Pilate said, I'd rather not do that right now.
所以比拉多说了，我真的不想现在就做决定。
And when he was pushed, he said, but I really don't want to deal with this.
别人推他的时候他说我现在不想做决定。
And then he, after that, he said, but I really don't want to deal with this.
这过一阵子他又说，我还是不想做决定。
Have you ever met anybody who says, don't talk to me about Jesus?
你有没有今天碰到有一些人，他说呢，你不要跟我讲耶稣。
I don't really want to deal with this today.
我今天不想讲这个事。
And I often will speak to somebody and they say, well, I don't want to deal with it today. I say, well, maybe tomorrow you'll have to deal with it.
我有时候碰到这种人，他说我今天肯定不想谈这个事，那也许明天你总是要面对这个选择。
We went around the neighborhood a couple booklets to give to people in our neighborhood.
很多年以前呢，我们在邻居会散这里呢散发一些这个单张。
I was almost at the front door of one house when a man drove up in front of the house, parked his car.
那在一个房子前呢，我准备要去房门那去敲门了，然后刚好有辆车开过来，就停在这个房子门口。
And so I turned around, just started to walk to him, and I said, I'm from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. I've got some Christian literature for you about Jesus.
然后呢，我看见呢，这样呢，我就转身了。因为他停好车，他上来，那我就迎着他走呢。我说我是从十六街教会来的，我可以给你一些这个关于耶稣的材料。
He said, "Oh, I'm not interested in that."
他说我也不感兴趣。
So I turned around and walked back to his porch.
然后我就转回来，走到他的那个门廊门口。
And I put it down on the porch for him.
然后就把它放在这个门廊口。
And I said, "You may not be interested today, but one day you'll be interested."
我说你可能今天不感兴趣，但可能未来有一天你会感兴趣。
Pilate says, "I'm just going to put it off, put it off, and put it off."
然后比拉多就是那时候呢，我要推迟。
I think most people in the world today are just like Pilate.
我想很多地上的今天的人呢，就像比拉多一样。
My friend's mother was dying.
那我朋友的母亲她要死了。
And he went to his mother and he said, "Mother, I just want to tell you one more time about the Lord Jesus Christ."
然后他去他母亲那里啊，他说：“妈妈，我还想再跟你讲一次关于耶稣基督。
”And his mother said, "I lived all my life without him.And I'm going to die without him."
然后他母亲说呢，我一辈子活着都是没有耶稣的，我准备死了也不要他。
And she wasn't even prepared to deal with the issue.
所以他还是没准备好去接受耶稣。
All right, so let's go to the book of Matthew.
好，我们来看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 27.
27章。马太福音二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27. And we're going to read verse 19.
十九节。
Maybe if someone can read that in Chinese and then we'll read it in English.
谁用中文读一下，我们再用英文读。
正坐堂的时候，他的夫人打发人来说，这一人的事你一点不可管，因为我今天在梦中为他受了许多的苦。
All right, all together. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man.For I have suffered a great deal
today in a dream
because of him." All right. So basically, she said, "Don't touch that. Move away. Don't deal with it. Okay? You're a judge, but don't judge this one."
所以呢，这是比拉多的夫人啊，她跟比拉多说呢，你不要去审判他，这个不要去碰他，他指耶稣哈。
All right. Verse 24.
24节
And again, you might read that.
比拉多见说也无济于事，反要生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手，说流这一人的血罪不在我，你们承当吧。
All right, when Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It's your responsibility. Was he innocent?
他是不是无辜的吗？
Oh, you can wash your hands. Is that going to make you innocent?
他洗这个手，就让他在这件事情上没有罪了吗？
Okay. Did he actually drive the nails through the hands into the cross?
他是不是那个亲自把钉子钉到耶稣手里去的那个人呢？
He didn't do that.
他没有做。
He said it's your responsibility.
他说都是你们的责任了。
Verse 26.
26节。
Then he released Barabbas to him, but he had flogged, or he had Jesus flogged.
于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打。
Okay, was he innocent?
他是不是无辜的呢？
No, he said he was innocent.
他说他是无辜的。
But if you don't make up your mind, you're not innocent.
如果你没有做你的决定了，你不是无辜。
He pretended he didn't have any responsibility.
他假装他没有任何的责任。
But he had Jesus flogged anyway.
但是他不管怎么样，他鞭打了耶稣。
All kinds of people in the world today say, "Well, I'm not getting involved in that. That's not my responsibility. I'll stay away. Hang on, you're responsible."
所以今天地上很多人会说呢，这个事情我没有责任，我没有在里面有份。等一等，这不是这样的，其实我们都是有份的。
Luke chapter 23。
我们再看一节的记载啊，路加的二十三章。
Luke chapter 23。When the Lord Jesus Christ was with in front of Pilate the judge, verses 6 and 7, you might read that.
六和七节。第六、第七节，二十三章。
比拉多一听见就问，这人是加利利人吗？既晓得耶稣属西律所管，就把他送到西律那里去。那时西律正在耶路撒冷。
All right, verse 6. On hearing this, Pilate asked if Jesus was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was in Jerusalem at that time. Did he want to deal with this situation?
他想去处理这个情况吗？
No. He was using any and every excuse not to deal with it.
所以他用了一切能够找到的借口呢，想去撇清这件事情，跟他没关系。
All right. Verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 23 says, But with loud shouts they instantly demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they had asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will.
二十三节说呢，他们大声催逼比拉多，求他把耶稣钉在十字架上，他们的声音就得了胜。比拉多这才照他们所求的定案，把他们所求的那作乱杀人下在监里的释放了，把耶稣交给他们，任凭他们的意思行。
So the judge says to those who are accusing him, the judge says, I will not make the decision, you make the decision.
所以这个应该做判断的这个审判官说呢，跟对旁边围的群众说，那我不做这个决定了，那你们来做这个决定。
All right. So, he wrestled also, you remember, with Barabbas. And he said, you decide whether you want Jesus or Barabbas.
所以他们在什么中间挣扎，就是问这个群众说，你们到底要谁，要基督还是要耶稣还是要巴拉巴。
So the question is, did Pilate the judge fulfill his responsibility?
现在的问题是，这个审判官比拉多，他有没有履行他的职责呢？
No, he spent all his time running away saying, I don't want to decide this. I don't want to decide this.
他花了所有的时间就想躲这个责任，说我不要做这个决定。
When I was much younger, I had a roommate in the house that I was living who was from India.
我在读书的时候呢，我有一个室友是从印度来的。
He came to me one day and he said, I've got a favor I want to ask you to do for me.
他有一天对我说呢，你能不能帮我个忙？
I said to him, well, that's very nice. I will try, Manohar. What would you like me to do?
海尔说，那我尽力，我不知道你要我做什么。
He said, I want you to stop talking to me about Jesus.
他说呢，我希望你再不要跟我讲关于耶稣的事了。
I said, well, why would you want me to do that?
我说你为什么要我做这个呢？
He says, because if you keep talking to me, I might even become a Christian.
他说你要再跟我说呢，没准我就成基督徒了，我就信了。
I said, well, what would be wrong with that?
那我说这有什么不对呢？
He said, well, I don't want to become a Christian.
他说我不想成为一个基督徒。
He said, if I became a Christian, it would be very inconvenient.
他说如果我真的成为基督徒，这真的很不方便。
Okay? What's he saying? I don't want to be the judge. I would rather remain ignorant than to judge in this situation.
所以他其实潜台词就说呢，我真的不想做决定，我宁可在这件事情上的糊涂一点，无知一点，我也不想去做这个决定。
All over the world, there are people who say, I don't want to be the judge.
所以这地上有很多的人都说呢，我不想做这个决定。
Now, when Pilate was the judge, he was judging on behalf of all the people in the world.
所以当比拉多是这个审判官的时候，他其实是站在了地上所有人的位置上。
Was that an important job?
这是不是很重要的工作呢？
That's pretty important, isn't it?
是的，非常重要的工作。
Now, when you have to judge about the Lord Jesus, who are you judging on behalf of?
如果你要审判耶稣基督，你是站在什么角度？
First of all, yourself.
第一，就是你自己了。
Is that important?
这是不是重要呢？
For many of us, I'm more important than the rest of the world, you might say.
因为对于很多人来说呢，你都会认为我比世界余下的一切东西都重要。
And so the logical argument is, don't be like Pilate.
所以很自然的逻辑就是，我们千万不要像比拉多那样。
Deal with it.
你要做一个决定。
It's the most important issue in life.
这是一生当中重要的一件事情。
Make sure that you deal with it logically. Don't be like Pilate and get some water and wash your hands and say, oh, I don't want to get involved, I said.
你要确保你是真的在逻辑里理性里面你做的这个决定，不要像比拉多那样就洗个手，洗完就说，哎，我这跟这没关系。
Other people say, well, I don't want to decide for you, and therefore they don't counsel other people either. How do I explain that more? Some people say, the decision is entirely up to you. I'm not going to try to influence you.
有的人会说呢，那这个决定呢，完全是你自己的决定，我不想对你施加任何的影响。
Whether they try to influence you or not doesn't matter. What does matter is this: you are the judge.
所以不管别人施没对你施加影响，这都不是最重要。最重要的是，你就是那比拉多，你就是审判官，你总要做个决定。
What happened to Pontius Pilate?
那比拉多后来发生什么呢？
And the Bible doesn't tell us what happened to Pontius Pilate.
圣经里没有告诉我们他的结果。
But history says, and it's probably accurate.
那但是历史它 告诉我们，因为他是个历史人物了。
That Pilate moved north into the Roman kingdom.
那后来呢？比拉多呢就被换到了那个北方去做官了，就罗马帝国的北方。
And either in the Caspian Sea or in the Baltic Sea, he committed suicide.
那或者在波罗的海沿岸，或者在另外一个沿岸呢，他在那个地方做官的时候，他自杀了。
Okay, so why do people come to Bible studies like this?
那为什么人们会来像这样的圣经学习呢？
They come to learn the truth so that they can judge.
他来学习真理，这样的帮助他做决定。
They say, I'm hoping you say, I want to be a wise judge. This is the most important decision I'll ever make. I want to do what's right. Tell me the facts, please.
这个是最重要的一个决定，所以我想要了解，告诉我真理，告诉我事实，这样我好做一个决定。
All right, so that's the story of Pontius Pilate. He said, I don't want to judge, I'm just going to run away from the situation.
所以这是关于比拉多的故事，他说呢，他就代表说呢，我不想做决定，我就想逃跑。
All right, any? Yes, ma'am.
不好意思，我问一下，那如果我们现在反过来讲，他在当时其实他有这个能力和有这个
权力，
他有这个权力说不，对吧？
对。
如果他说不了吧，会有什么后果？
对，其实我说，
就是他面对的压力有多大？
他其实衡量，其实好多时候做这个决定，并不是说他其实在他没有说，他就是把决定权给别人了。其实我是不是内心他是害怕的？就是像刚才，
对他有点害怕。
他其实
他觉得他是耶稣，
因为当他对抗整个世界的时候，其实每个人都是软弱的。其实当他当时我们来看他当时的情况，就是他在对抗世界。如果说耶稣，
也就是说他说如果说不按他们那些做了，他又会什么后果？
So actually, the question is, Pontius Pilate probably feel the high pressure that, so he, of course he has the power to say no, not to crucify Jesus. But in case he said no, what will be the result? What will be the punishment he's facing? And on the other hand, maybe it's because. He's just afraid of the pressure that he refused to make the decision. So they think it's pretty difficult for people to make a decision under such a high power, a high pressure.
Yes. I guess my answer, Stephanie, is you're right.
是的，你是对的。
It's high pressure.
非常大的压力，对的。
Sooner or later, everyone who becomes a Christian will face some pretty high pressure from somebody for doing so.
那早早晚晚呢，对于一个真的得救信主的人来说呢，他总是会从某一方面遇到这样大的压力。
It doesn't really matter where the pressure comes from. Sometimes it comes from family. Sometimes it comes from your boss. Sometimes it comes from your friends. Sometimes it comes from your enemies. Sometimes it comes from all of them.
那不，你不一定是从某一个确切的方向来，有的时候是从家庭，有的时候从你的老板，有的时候从你的朋友。有可能从你的敌人，有的可能呢是从所有这些方面都来了。
But what would be worse?
那更糟糕的是什么呢？
To lose your family or to lose your life in hell forever?
哪一个更重要呢？是你失掉了你的亲人，还是失掉你家庭，还是在地狱里失掉你的生命呢？
What would be worse if you lost your job?Or you lost everything.
或者呢，你失掉的是你的工作。另一面呢，你失掉了你永恒里的一切。
And so, the Bible has the stories and the Christian history has the stories of people who decided they were going to trust the Lord Jesus as Savior, and then big problems arose.
所以圣经里呢包括基督教的历史上呢也经常有这样的记载，就是当人们接受耶稣基督成为他的救主以后呢，他会遭受很大的逼迫和麻烦。
Many people come from a culture that is anti-Christian.
很多人来自一个文化，这个文化的背景就是反基督的。
And some cultures maybe are worse than others.
有的呢可能反的会比其他的更厉害一些。
Our mother, Norma's mother and my mother comes originally from Scotland.
那比如说我们的家庭的最早是从苏格兰来的。
And the history of Scotland is a history of big problems if you're a Christian.
那苏格兰的历史就是一个，假设你是个基督徒，它就是一个特别大的这个逼迫的历史。
And about 400 years ago, in Scotland, there were a group of Christians called Covenanters.
那400年前呢，有一群的基督徒啊，在苏格兰的基督徒呢，他们管他们叫 Covenanter.
And in those days, the Covenanters who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, as far as the Bible is concerned, they were persecuted by other people.Who didn't want them to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ?
那这一群的人呢，他们是相信圣经，也相信基督，所圣经所记载的关于基督的事，他们就受到了来自身边的很多人的逼迫。
And it was so bad that they would take the mother and her children up to the edge of the cliff.
那这个逼迫如此之糟糕呢？他们会把母亲啊和孩子呢，带到那个悬崖边上。
And they said to the mother, "Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?"
他们会问这个妈妈，你相不相信耶稣是你的救？
And if the mother said yes, they told her, "If you say yes, we're going to push your little daughter over the cliff."
他说你。他们说呢，如果你说是呢，那你女儿就会被推下去了。
That's good Scotland. That's where we come from.
这就是我们来的这个地方最早的这个情形。
Okay, and many mothers said, "I believe in Jesus."
但是很多的母亲还是说呢，我相信耶稣。
They lost their children. By the grace of God, out of that came many mighty Christian men and women.
但神因着神的恩典呢，出来了更多大能的弟兄和姊妹，非常强有力的弟兄和姊妹。
Yeah, it was hard for Pilate.
这是对比拉多是非常难的，是的。
It was hard for the Covenanters.
也非常难的对这些我们刚才提到的基督徒。
It'll be hard for you and me.
也对你和我呢也是难的。Probably you can mention this decision is right.
Pardon me?
Maybe you can mention this decision is right. Because for Pontius Pilate, yeah, this is the right decision to release Jesus and condemn.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Pontius Pilate should have said,
yeah.
He is innocent. I will not allow him to be crucified.
其实这是比拉多的职责了。因为他作为审判官，他按道理就应该按照义的去审判，释放那无辜的，定罪那有罪的，这是他摆脱不了的职责。
我一个问题，假如他实行这个职责以后吧，耶稣放了的话，那个十字架他有就是救世的那个还得要有一个这样的人。
Yeah, her question is also frequently asked a question. So in case Pontius Pilate release Jesus, then how come who can die for us? And it should be another man to condemn Jesus and kill him.
Yes, that's right.
How can be fulfilled?
If he had released the Lord Jesus, God would have worked it out another way.
如果他释放了耶稣呢，神的旨意总是还是要成全的。
But if Pilate believed, he'd be in heaven today.
That's right.
但如果比拉多真的相信了呢，他今天会在天堂了。
It's not proper to say, I did what was wrong because it was God's will. That doesn't follow.
所以这样的逻辑是不对的，就是说呢，我做一些错事，因为这个是神的旨意哈，其实这个并不是神做事的方式。
God is big enough to get what He wants, what He plans. When we do what is right, we can never say this is what you wanted, God. So I did this bad thing so you could get it.
所以神如此的大能，我们要永远记得呢，他如此的公义和大能，他的旨意一定是在什么样的事情里完成呢？就是我们做对的事情里完成的。而不是说呢，你意识到这是神的旨意，那我就做一点不好的事，我做点肮脏坏的事情去满足神的旨意，这不是神旨意完成的方式。
It is true, isn't it, that many people like to blame somebody else for doing the wrong thing?
的确是这样，很多人喜欢是指责别人啊，说别人做错了一件事情，责任在别人。
Adam said it was Eve's fault.
就像亚当指着夏娃说呢，就他让我吃的。
Okay, some people say, it was my mother's fault.
那有的人会说呢，那就是怪我妈妈，是她的责任。
Okay, and we used to have a bad saying that went something like this: My mother dropped me on my head when I was a baby, and therefore everything I've done wrong since is her fault. Some things are very hard to translate.
就是他我们会怪妈妈出生的时候，那个生我的时候大头虫下了，然后可能伤到我脑子了，我做了一些愚蠢的事情，就不怪我。
他就是怪，意思就是个谚语，这个是个谚语，就怪他妈，从小生他生坏了，所以他就做坏事就怪他妈。
Now that sounds a little bit funny, and it's tragic.And every one of us were dropped one way or another. But it's not our mother's fault.
但是我们要知道呢，这不是我们妈妈的责任啊，是我们自己选择的责任。
But Sigmund Freud, the father of modern psychology, basically teaches that.
但是呢，弗洛伊德啊，就是现代这个心理学的之父啊，其实基本上他是持有这个观点的。
Yeah. Freud says it's all your mother's fault. It's all your father's fault.
基本上都觉得就是你都怪你爸妈了，反正。
And God says no, it's all your fault.
神说不，都是你自己的责任。
All right, anybody else on Pilate?
好，我们就比拉多还有什么问题吗
？All right, I want us to take a look next at the priests.
好，我们再讲一个人，就是大祭司了。
The priests were behind the trial of the Lord Jesus, weren't they?
所以大祭司其实是在审判耶稣的这个幕后的那个人，对不对
？Judas, you will remember, went to the priests and said, "I know you want to take him so that you can kill him, and you don't quite know how to take him. You give me some money, and I will deliver him to you."
所以犹大呢，卖主那个犹大呢，有一天他跑到祭司那里，他说：“我知道啊，你们想抓他。”那我现在你们抓不了他，那我现在知道怎么抓住他，你能不能给我一点钱，我就帮你们抓他。
See, the priests wanted to kill him, but they didn't quite know how.
所以祭司呢是想杀了耶稣，但他做不到，他不知道该怎么做。
If the priests went to take him during the day, all the people would say no way.And they would rebel. Excuse me. They would rebel and defend Jesus, and the priest couldn't do it.
如果大祭司呢带着人去白天大白天的去抓耶稣的时候呢，因为耶稣那个时候非常的受欢迎，那人们会反抗，会把耶稣拦起来，所以祭司是抓不到他的。
The phrase in the Bible is that if they took him at the wrong time, there would be an uproar of the people.
所以圣经上说呢，如果他们在不对的时间抓耶稣呢， 会民众会骚乱会造反。
Remember, just a few days earlier, Jesus had come into the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and everybody acknowledged that he was the king.
你别忘了，在那之就在那之前几天，耶稣第一次，那个骑着驴进耶路撒冷的时候呢，每一个人都都欢呼啊，都欢迎的。
So they couldn't take Jesus during the day.
所以他们不能白天去抓他。
But the problem was Jesus didn't have a home.
问题是呢，耶稣在那个时候连一个家都没有。
He had no fixed address.
他没有确切的地址哈。
So where does he go at night?
他晚上去哪里呢
？And it would be easy to take him if they just drove up to his house at 2 o'clock in the morning. They could have taken him, but nobody knew where he was at 2 o'clock in the morning because some nights he was in Bethany.Some nights he would be here, back and forth, and the priest didn't know where he went at night.
所以呢，如果这样的情况是很容易抓他的，比方说他有个确切的地址，你早晨两点，带一群人去把他抓住了，这个是非常简单的。但问题是耶稣没有确切的地址，所以他有的时候在晚上在伯大尼，有的时候在其他，有的在山上，没有人知道他晚上确切在哪里。
So that's why they made the deal with Judas.
这就是为什么他们要跟犹大做一个交易的原因。
But they definitely wanted to kill him.
但是他们的确是想杀耶稣的。
And so the question is, why did they want to kill him?
那问题是为什么这些祭司想杀耶稣？
And the answer for us is in John chapter 11.
那答案呢是在约翰福音的十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John 11. And
约翰福音十一章。
Verse 47.
47节
Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. That was almost like a meeting of the government or the governing council.
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会，公会呢，其实就像那个管制的一群做管理的一群人开聚集的地方。
What are we accomplishing? They asked.Here is this man performing many miraculous signs.
他们聚集的时候说，这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？
If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him.
若这样由着他，人人都要信他。
And then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.
那罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。
Okay.The priest said, "We don't want Jesus because if Jesus lives, then we will lose our place and we will lose our nation."
所以他们实际的原因是，如果耶稣来了呢，那他们会丢了他们的地图，他们的百姓。
This gets very close to Stephanie's.Point about the inconvenience of it all.
这已经是跟刚才那个问题提到的，就是很不方便的这个角度来了。
The priest said, "If Jesus carries on, he will ultimately replace us. He'll be the religious authority, and we will lose all our place."
所以呢，耶稣如果一直在那时候待下去呢，这些祭司就觉得呢。他们会被顶替掉啊！他们不能够再坐在这个位置上。
Okay, same thing happened many years later in the city of Ephesus.
所以同样的事情呢，在以弗所教会呢，以弗所城很多年之后呢，也是发生过一次。
The Ephesian people worshipped the goddess Diana.
他们当时的以弗所人呢是拜戴安娜，拜他们的假神的名字叫戴安娜。
And there were many people in the city who made idols for Diana.
那很多人在这个以弗所的人呢，他们是做这个 Diana 的这个偶像，就是这个像的。
And they made lots of money selling these idols.
然后他们在卖这个偶像的这个生意里面赚了很多钱。
And when the Apostle Paul came to town, many people became Christians, and therefore they didn't buy the idols anymore.
然后当使徒保罗来到以弗所以后呢，很多人都因此而得救了。得救的人就再也不买这个偶像了。
And so the idol makers said, "That man Paul is bad for business."
所以那个做偶像的人就火了，说这个保罗啊是来搅和事的。
So they said, "We got to run him out of town. We can't have him around anymore."
所以他们决定了，一定要把保罗赶出去，不能让他再待在城里。
So the priest said, "If the Lord Jesus carries on, we will lose our place." We will lose our position. The Romans will change everything. We'll even lose our culture.
所以这些大祭司，这些祭司们其实在说呢，如果耶稣还待在这儿呢，他们会丢了他们的职位，丢了他们的地图地位，那罗马人会把这一切都改变掉。
So they said we better kill him.
所以他们说呢，我们最好把他杀了。
Has there ever been a time in history when there are two people? One's good and the other's bad, and so the bad guy kills the good guy so that he can be the king.
历史上是不是经常有这种情形？两个人，一个是好一点，一个是好的，一个是坏的。那这个坏的呢，最后把好的杀了，自己成王了，做王了。
Does that ever happen in government?
这个在政府里是不是
？Ever happen in business?
在发生过呢？在生意上发生过吗
？Ever happen in families?
在家庭里发生过吗
？Yeah.
都发生过。
And so these people said, "We'll kill him."
所以这些人说呢，我们要杀了他。
A terrible thing.
多么糟糕的事。
You might just read I'm not even sure where it is now.Yeah, I'm not sure. Just give me a moment. Okay, well, I'll just look it up here. I marvel at this. Matthew chapter 26 verse 67,
马太二十六，等一会儿，二十六的六十七节。马太二十六章六十七节。
Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章的六十七节。
The priests took the Lord Jesus Christ and they tried him. They asked him questions. But verse 65 says,
六十五节。
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses?Look now, you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? He is worthy of death," they answered.
大祭司就撕开衣服说，他说了健忘的话，我们何必再用见证人呢？这健忘的话，现在你们都听见了，你们的意见如何？他们就回答说，他是该死的。
These people were the religious leaders of the day.
这些人都是当时的宗教领袖。
Were they respected people?
那他们有没有他们是受人尊敬的人吗
？Yeah, they were respected.
对。
Should they have been the kind of people who should have been respected?
那他们是应该值得尊敬的那些人吗
？You expect the best of religious people, don't you?
你应该都是从宗教领袖呢期望他是最好的那些人，对不对
？And when they heard the Lord Jesus say in verse verse 63, he says, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied. And when they heard that he was the Christ and the Son of God, then they rejected him.
所以63节呢，耶稣说，耶稣却不言语，大祭司对他们说，对他说，我指着永生神，叫你启示告诉我们你是神的儿子，基督不是。耶稣对他们说，你说的是。所以他们是知道耶稣是很清楚的知道他是基督，然后他们选择了拒绝他。
Did he do enough miracles to prove that he was the Christ, the Son of God?
那他们有耶稣有没有做足够的神迹来证明自己就是神的圣子？
Was he kind and loving and helpful?
他是不是
to prove that he was the Christ, the Son of the loving and living God?
他是不是很有爱、很和蔼，也足够的证据显明他是神的圣子呢？的确是。
He did everything to prove that he was what he said he was.
他做了一切的事来证明他所说的。
There never was such a wonderful man.
因为地上没有过这样好的人。
Verse
67. 67节。
Then they spit in his face.
他们却用吐唾沫在他脸上。
I find those words almost impossible.
我觉得这些经文都几乎不能相信。
They're supposed to be religious leaders.
他们可是应该是宗教的领袖啊。
They're supposed to be nice men.
他们应该是非常好的人啊，非常良善的人。
Has anybody ever spit in your face?
有人会吐唾沫在你脸上吗？
Nobody ever spit in my face.
没有人真的吐唾沫在我脸上。
I'm sure there are many people in the world who don't like me.They never spit in my face.
我知道地上还肯定会有很多人不喜欢我，但他也不会到吐唾沫在我脸上的程度。
They spit in Jesus' face.
但是他们是吐唾沫在耶稣脸上。
I find that so very hard to understand.
所以我也很难理解这个到了什么程度了。
But you know, the heart of man is such that if we keep on looking.For our own self-interest, we degenerate to the point where we become really bad.
所以我们要看见这个罪的本性啊，就是如果我们总是以自我为中心的这个思维方式呢，我们会一直的堕落到一个程度，就是到。非常非常难以理解的邪恶的程度。
If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, who do you become like?
如果你接受耶稣基督成为你救主呢，你会越来越像谁呢？
You become like Jesus.
你会像
耶稣。Is that good?
这是不是很好呢？
That's absolutely wonderful.
这是非常好的。
If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, who do you become like?
如果你拒绝耶稣基督成为你的救主呢？你会像谁
？Come like the devil.
你会像魔鬼。
And these priests, I don't think they ever were instructed by their mother when they were little boys to spit on people when they were bad.
这些的祭司啊，我不相信他从生的里学来的，说要吐唾沫在别人脸上。
I don't think they ever thought they would be that bad.
但我也不相信呢，他。会意识到他们曾经会意识到他们会坏成这样。
These people were priests. They should have known better. They should have said, "Jesus, you are the appropriate priest."
这些可是祭司啊，他们应该是更能明白，他们应该更能说呢，耶稣，你是那合适的祭司。
Just a couple of things on this story that I think are wonderful, but maybe.Just a little tangential. One is that they didn't realize this, but God did. 2 days before this, Jesus Christ had been anointed in Bethany.
对，所以虽然这些人他们没有意识到，但是神是知道谁是那真正的祭司啊。在这事情发生之前的两天呢，耶稣是在伯大尼。 被膏抹成祭司啊，有人把膏倒在他的头上，膏油。
In order to take high office in Israel, you had to be anointed.
啊，因为在以色列呢，你要接受着祭司这个很高的职分呢，你需要被膏抹。
The same way as the Queen of England, when she became queen, was anointed.
那英格兰的女王呢？英格兰的王室啊，当她接王位的时候，她也需要被膏。
So way back in 1952, when Queen Elizabeth became queen, the Archbishop of Canterbury took a little bit of oil and poured it on her head and rubbed it in and said, "You are now Queen of England."
那在1952年的时候呢，现在的英国女王登基的时候，那大主教给他头上倒了一点膏油，然后抹在他的头上。说呢，你现在就是英国的王了。
In the days of the Old Testament, all the kings were anointed. David was anointed twice.
那在旧约的时代呢，所有的王都是被膏抹的。那大卫甚至被膏抹了两次。
In the days of the Old Testament, many of the prophets were anointed, and Elisha was anointed as priest, as prophet.
那在旧约的时候，很多的先知也是被膏抹的。比如说以利沙，他是被膏抹成先知。
In the old days, the priests were anointed as well. Aaron, the priest, was anointed.
在旧约呢，祭司也都是被膏抹的。比如说亚伦，他是被膏抹成大祭司的。
Jesus was anointed 3 times.
耶稣被膏抹了三次。
At the beginning of his ministry, he was anointed, and a woman poured some ointment on either his head or his feet, and he was anointed as prophet.
那在他服事的最初呢，一个妇女把膏油倒在他身上，那他是被膏抹成了先知。
Six days before the Passover. Just the day before he was going to ride down the mountain on the donkey as king, he was anointed again. This time he was anointed as king.
那六天之前，他上十字架六天之前，就是在那他要骑驴进耶路撒冷的一天之前呢，他被膏抹了。那个时候他是被膏抹成为王的。
And 2 days before this happened, he was back in Bethany again, and he was anointed the 3rd time. This time, he was anointed as priest.
那两天，在这件事情发生的两天之前，那他被膏抹是成为那祭司的。
These priests didn't understand it.
这些的祭司他们不明白这个道理。
But they should have understood.
按道理他们是应该明白的。
They were no longer qualified to be priests.
就是跟这两章上面都写到，就是该法，其实他是知道耶稣基督是谁的。
对。
那么既然他知道，我就是不理解，就是他怎么会没有对神的敬畏之心，竟然做这样的事？
Yeah.
怎么说我都觉得不太可以理解。
Yeah. So actually, in both
撒旦一样的在
in both scribe. The high priest Caiaphas, he actually knew who Jesus was, but why he still rejected Jesus? He said he cannot understand why a high priest, when he knew who Jesus was, and still rejected, because he was high priest.
Yeah. He was high priest. And he actually was an effective prophet because he was high priest. He was able to prophesy that one man would die for the nation. So he was a high priest and he was the prophet.
所以他是一个大祭司，而且呢，他是先知，他可以预言啊。所以他说呢，一个人为通国死了，为全国死了啊。对，他知道。对。But she said,
but
how dare he can reject? She said, if he didn't know, she can understand that he's in ignorance. But when he knew, he still rejected.
Yes,
she cannot understand.
That's how bad, Amy. That's how bad sin is.
这就是罪有多糟糕啊！这就是罪。
Yes, he rejected knowing that he was fighting against Jesus, knowing that he was fighting against God.
所以他是知道，他知道他如果跟耶稣斗呢，就是跟神斗，他其实是知道的。
That was Cain way back in the beginning story, wasn't it?
所以这就跟该隐在最初的那个创世纪里那个情况是一样的。
God said, Cain, bring me a lamb.
所以说像那神跟该隐说，你要给我一只羊啊，来做祭物。
And Cain said, no.
该隐说不。
I brought you the vegetables.
我就是要给你。
You be satisfied with the vegetables.
我就是要给你蔬菜，你应该满意我给你的蔬菜。
That's how bad sin is. Sin is rebellion against God.
所以这就是最最糟糕的地方，他罪就是背逆神了。
Maybe just one other thing. Spitting on people is a very bad thing, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but just maybe tell you one story.
那吐唾沫在人脸上是非常糟糕的哈。那我不会跟大家再讲里面更多的细节的，我只跟大家讲一个故事。
The first reference to spitting in the Bible is the story of a sick man who spits or has his saliva fall on somebody else.
圣经里第一次提到这个事情呢，是一个有病的人，那他吐唾沫或者他的唾液留在别人的身上。
So if you went into a hospital today and there was somebody who was really, really sick,
如果今天你去医院啊，有一个人病得很重
，that person spit on you，
如果这个人呢却吐唾沫在你身上
，you'd say maybe there's maybe in his saliva there's a terrible disease.
你会怀疑啊，你说他的唾液里很可能会有很糟糕的病菌呢。
And you would run to the washroom and you'd scrub yourself clean pretty fast.
你会很快的跑到洗手间去把自己洗干净。
And so the law in Leviticus is that if someone spits on you or if the saliva comes and you're clean and he's innocent or he's guilty, you are to wash and you'll be unclean.Because of the spittle on you.
所以这就是利未记讲到的，摩西五经里面利未记提到的这么样的情形。假设这个人是很病很重的，他是有病的，他吐唾沫在你身上或者他的唾液在你身上，你就变得不洁净了。你一定要去洗身子。
And the amazing thing is that that day those wicked men spit on the Lord Jesus. They passed their uncleanness onto him.And then he died for them.
所以那一天那些的大祭司他们把唾沫吐在耶稣身上的时候，其实把自己的这个不洁呀也给了耶稣，但是耶稣死了，就替他们的不洁死了。
That's like us, isn't it?
这就像我们一样。
When we come to the cross, we give him all our sins. He gives us his righteousness.
这就跟我们是一样，当我们来到耶稣面前，我们是把我们的罪给了他，他把他的义给了我们。
What an amazing thing.
多么美好的事。
And when you get to the book of the Acts, you'll read a little line that goes like this.
你去读使徒行传的时候，你会读到这样的一节。
It says, and many of the priests believed.
那时候会讲到呢，很多祭司也相信。
And I think some, maybe many of the priests who were here this day,actually became Christians after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
我相信的那讲到的在使徒行传里那很多信了的祭司呢，也许在当天就在钉死耶稣的那个现场，但之后呢当耶稣复活了以后他们也信。
What a wonderful thing. Our God is gracious.
所以多么好的一件事，我们的神是很有恩典的。
Isn't it wonderful? They said of the Lord Jesus is the friend of sinners.
所以耶稣是罪人的朋友。
And many of these priests actually became Christian.
所以很多这里的祭司后面也信了，他们也成为祭司。
Alright, maybe that's enough about the priests. Anything more on the priests?
我们就祭司我们就讲到这了哈，那可以再往下。
Matthew chapter 20, I'm not sure. Let's do Mark chapter 15.
Mark 15 章.
Mark chapter 15.
Mark 福音的十五章。
Well, that didn't turn out right. Just give me a moment. I put the wrong reference down in my notes here. Mark chapter 14. That's my problem. Mark chapter 14.
Mark 的十四章。
Mark chapter 14, and verse 55. We're going to look at the false witnesses now.
五十五节，我们现在要看假见证的。
The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any evidence.
祭司长和全公会寻找见证控告耶稣，要治死他，却寻不着。
And then verse 56 says, many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree.
五十六节说呢，因为有好些人做假见证告他，只是他们的见证各不相合。
Have you ever noticed that there's lots of people in the world who speak against the Lord Jesus?
你有没有注意到今天有很多地上的人呢？他们是很反感、很反对耶稣的。
And if you want to know the truth about the Lord Jesus, why all the witnesses agree? Because truth demands that everybody agree.
所以如果你要找真理哈，就是真相关于耶稣呢，你会知道呢，所有关于他的记载呢都要是合一的，因为真相总是要合一的。
But the problem with false witnesses is sooner or later they disagree.
但是呢，对于假的这些见证来说呢，他有个麻烦，就是早早晚晚呢，他们彼此会对不起来。
So if you wanted to know the difference between the true and the false, what would you let them do?
你想辨识真理和假象，最好的办法是会怎么样的？
You say keep on talking.
你就让他们一直讲下去就好。
If they're true, then they're going to keep on getting close together.
如果他讲的是真的呢，他两两就相合，他就会一直是能够。讲下去的。
But if they keep on talking and they're false, they're going to get farther and farther apart.
如果他是假的呢，你一直让他讲下去，越讲了他就越圆不了了，这个圆不回来就走远了。
And so these people, they came, the priest said, we need witnesses against Jesus, and each one came up, said a different thing, and the witnesses didn't agree because they weren't telling the truth. There is no evidence against Jesus.
所以呢，这里头的背景就是，他们需要有见证控告耶稣，那他们就一直讲下去，讲了发现呢，这个彼此都对不上，没有这个证据，因为他本来不是真的。
So what amazes me is that in our world today, there are many false witnesses against Jesus.
那今天呢，依然有很多针对耶稣的假见证。
Jesus is the way, and the truth, and the life.
耶稣是道路、真理和生命。
If Jesus is not the true way, then what is the true way?
如果耶稣不是那真的道路，那真的道路是什么呢？
Well, there's almost as many false ways out there as there are people, aren't there?
因为有很多的人，所以我们知道地上还是有很多假的路哈。
Do all the people who disagree with Jesus agree with one another?
你觉得那些不同意耶稣的人，他们彼此相互相认同吗？
They don't agree.
他们也不是互相认同。
Jesus says, I am the truth.
耶稣说呢，我是道路。
Do all the people who disagree with him agree with one another?
你觉得那个跟耶稣不认可的那些人彼此他互相认可吗？
They don't agree.
他们不会互相认可。
And you go down the street and you ask people how to get to heaven?
你走到街头，你问别人怎么样能去天堂。
And they either say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, or you're going to get a multitude of different answers.
他们或者说呢，信靠耶稣你就会得救去天堂，或者他会给你一大帮其他各种不一样的这个方式。
And the reason you know they're different answers is you let them keep on talking.
你只要让他们一直讲，你就会知道。
And they will talk and talk and talk in their confusion.
然后讲着讲越讲呢，他们会越糊涂。
I appreciate very much the ministry of a man by the name of John Lennox.
我特别认可有一个弟兄，他叫 John Lennox， 他的服事。
And John Lennox debates against the leading atheists of our day.
那他呢是会和今天我们这个是这一代的这个。特别领头的那些无神论者经常有辩论。
And he's a brilliant mathematician. He's a great preacher.
他是个非常棒的传道人，他也是个数学家。
Because I couldn't go to church on Sunday, I went to church on my computer.
Oh. 因为我礼拜天的时候不能，因为受伤了不能来教会啊，所以我就在电脑上看。
And I listened to a couple of John Lennox's debates and sermons.
然后我就听了一段 John Lennox 他的这个讲道。
He tells this story.
他讲了一个这个故事。
He said when he was a younger man, he was at Oxford University, just a couple of years behind Stephen Hawking.
那他呢，当他是年轻的时候呢，他在牛津大学读书。刚好就比那个霍金呢晚几年啊。
And he knew Stephen Hawking, and while he was there, the science faculty appreciated him very much. They took him out to dinner one night with a man who had just won a Nobel Prize in science.
那他也认识霍金，那他在。这个弟兄在读书的时候呢，学校的老师也特别喜欢他，特别欣赏他，也带他出去吃饭啊。那刚好呢，有跟他一起去的呢，有一个人刚得了当年的诺贝尔奖。
And this Nobel laureate said to him, "You know, you got a brilliant future in science," and kept on encouraging him.
然后那个刚得诺贝尔奖的人呢，就一直鼓励这个弟兄了，说你有特别好的前途，你天才啊，你要好好的努力，你以后能得诺贝尔奖。
And then the Nobel laureate said to him, "I want you to come back with a couple of others to my hotel room. There's something else I want to speak to you about."
所以他就说呢，你和其他几个人呢一起再回到这诺贝尔奖的人就说，你回到我的那个房间，酒店的房间去，我还可以跟你们再讲一讲一些。
So he went back and he said to him, "Now, John, you've got a brilliant future." In science, but you've got a big problem. You are going to have to give up this Christianity nonsense that you're following.
然后呢，他讲什么呢？他就跟这个弟兄说 ：“John 啊，你有一个特别好的前途在科学上，但是呢，你需要把这个无厘头的这个基督的要拿走啊，这个对你一点好处都没有。”
So John said to him, "Well, if I do that, what would I have to believe?"
然后 John 就说呢，那我如果不信这个，我还能信什么呢？
And the Nobel laureate told him, he said, "Well, now I'm going to tell you, John, what I believe."
然后这个诺贝尔奖的人就说呢 ，John， 我要告诉你我相信什么。
And John listened to him carefully.
John 就很仔细地听了他。
And when he was finished, he said to him, "Now, sir, I've listened to what you said, and you now know." Why I'm not going to give up my Christianity for what you just said.
所以当他讲完以后呢 ，John 就说呢，我现在知道你的论点了。那我要告诉你呢，我不会因为你所说的放弃我的基督信的。
You see, that Nobel laureate said Christianity is false this is true, but what he said was nonsense.
所以呢，这个诺贝尔奖的人呢，其实是在跟这样说呢，你我信的是我的这个逻辑是对的啊，其实他讲了半天呢，他的逻辑是不对的。
And Christianity is wrong. But if Jesus is not true, pray tell me what is true.
你们很容易说呢，这个是不对。但是如果耶稣是不对，那你说什么是对的
？And you line up all the other critics against Jesus, and what are they going to do? They're going to disagree with one another.
你把各种各样的对这个的指责和质疑，混到一起来，你会发现他们彼此都是不对，对不起来的，彼此都是互为矛盾的。
Well, we looked at three kinds of people who evaluate the message of the crucifixion, the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We looked at Pilate. Pilate said, I don't want to deal with it.
今天我们看了三种的人啊，他们是针对耶稣的死是不同的反应。第一呢是比拉多，比拉多说呢，我不想现在做决定。
We looked at the priest, and the priest said, I want the way I like it. I want it my way. I don't want to change.
那第二种呢是祭司，祭司说呢，我喜欢我现在这个方式，我不想改变。
And we looked at the false witnesses, and they don't have a leg to stand on. Never did and never will, because there's only one truth, and that's Jesus.
那我们还看见这做假见证的，他们是没有任何的能够站立得住的理由来挑战耶稣，他们彼此都是互为矛盾的。
According to my calculation, that leaves 11 other groups that we haven't dealt with.
如果我没算错的话呢，我们应该还有11个其他的类型的人我们没有看。
We may look at some of the others. You look at them. You read the story of the crucifixion in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you say, where do I fit?
你们可以自己去看哈，看那个四个福音书里面关于耶稣上十字架的部分，所有这一类的人，你会发现我应该是在哪一类里面。
Okay, each one of us must be judged like Pilate, because we are judging for ourselves, and we can't put that judgment off.
所以我们每一个人都要像比拉多那样的，去面对我们审判的判断的职责啊，这个是不能摆脱的职责。
We have 1 minute.
我们还有一分钟。
For one question. And the shortest answer on record.
还可以有一个。
Lennox. John Lennox.
John Lennox.
Yes. If you want to hear an interesting story,
I have already found him.
You found him. Okay. He's got lots of lectures, and his answers are wonderful and profound. He'll tell you a lot about Jesus and a lot about the foolishness of people who call themselves scientists, but they aren't practicing their science very well. Okay.
他说他是个非常聪明的人，然后他会告诉你关于很多耶稣的事，也关于很多人自认为自己是科学家，然后做了很多很有意思的科学研究，但是不认识神的这些事情。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了这本圣经。
We thank you for the story of the crucifixion, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要谢谢您，因为有这十字架，就是主的死、埋葬和复活。
The fact is, it's the greatest story ever told.
这是历史上最好的、曾经有过的故事。
Lord, may each of us, we pray.Study it, understand it, and choose the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
主啊，我们盼望我们能够学习他，明白他，也接受耶稣成为我们的救主。
The fact is, Lord, we need to be saved.
主啊，我们需要得救。
And so, just work in every heart, we pray.
求您在我们每一个人心里来做工。
We give you thanks for the truth of God.
我们也为您从神而来的真理献上感恩。
And we give you thanks for the simple words, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
我们也为这样简单的真理，就是信靠耶稣你就得救，这样的真理献上感恩。
And may each of us choose to do that, we pray.
我们也盼望每一个人都做这样的决定。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.